All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, therefore it is time for Pro Wrestling America. Finishing up the loop as we come into the Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa. Joint card between Pro Wrestling America and Hawkeye Championship Wrestling. This week only featuring a couple of guys as the tag team titles and the heavyweight title for Hawkeye Championship Wrestling are on the line this week, along with the television title and the PWA World Tag Team titles. So four big title matches, and honestly, these four matches would be main events anywhere in the world. And three of them are in the first four matches of this card, so this is going to be great. All right, television title on the line, as we have Bugsy McGraw defending the title against Italian Stallion. Stallion has made a good name for himself in the last month or so, gaining a good grasp on what is the television title division. But it is Bugsy McGraw getting the win. Not exactly sure what he had in his hand. Chain, roll of quarters, I don't even know. But McGraw knocks Stallion out and pins him in a time of 4 minutes 20 seconds. Next match has the Hawkeye Championship Wrestling Tag Team titles on the line, as Ted DiBiase and Wildfire Tommy Rich defend the titles against the former champions, the Uptown Boys, Marty Jannetty, and Bobby Fulton. And this match does not last long, just like the match where DiBiase and Rich won the titles from the Uptown Boys, as DiBiase forces Jannetty to submit to the Million Dollar Dream in a time of 7 minutes, 59 seconds. Your winners and still HCW Tag Team Champions, Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase and Wildfire Tommy Rich. The next match has Flying Brian Pillman again trying to figure out a way to get a win. I mean, this guy is just... Jimmy Jack Funk has choked him out 2 weeks in a row. Ron Bass got him last week. This week, he's trying his luck against Chris Candido. And his luck is still turning out bad. I mean, he sounds like one of the guys from Hee Haw singing Gloom, Despair, and Agony on Me. Because it is Chris Candido with a Death Valley Driver in a time of 2 minutes 40 seconds picking up the win. I mean, the fans are like, That wasn't even worth my time. I could have gone out and gotten popcorn because they wanted it for this match. This would be the HCW heavyweight title on the line, the main event of what would have been the HCW card. Randy Orton defending the title against AJ Styles. Like I said, this would be a main event anywhere, and I am not sure if these two have tangled since AJ Styles came into WWE, because I don't follow it. But, I mean, that would be an awesome match. 45-minute time limit, because, well, it's not our title, so we're not going to put the hour on it. And it is a brawl between these two, as Orton and Styles both go all out to try to capture the title. But it is Randy Orton with the RKO in a time of 35 minutes, 54 seconds to retain the HCW heavyweight title. And now we get to an interesting match. Tag team match. Fabulous Freebirds, former World Tag Team Champions. They came out talking about how they are sick and tired of hearing Ron Bass and Black Bart talk about they want a World Tag Team title shot. They're not even worthy of that. They weren't even worthy of getting the American Tag Team title shot a couple of weeks ago in Michael Hayes' mind. But he wants to see them prove it in the ring. So here it is, the challenge. Freebirds versus Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart. And Bass and Bart come out with J.J. Dillon behind them. And they are more than happy to take up the title or the match. Hopefully gaining them, one of them, a number one contender for the World Tag Team titles. And this match is all over the place. especially once you got Terry Gordy and Black Bart into it. But eventually it was the Fabulous Freebirds getting the win after colliding Bart and Bass into each other, Hayes pinning Bart with the DDT in a time of 20 minutes, 38 seconds. Michael comes up proclaiming themselves the number one contenders to the World Tag Team titles held by the Smoking Guns, being defended later tonight. And I mean, they've got a good shot for it. They are a, I believe, two-time World Tag Team champion. They have a good shot at being the number one contender. They have a shot at being the team that could get rid of the Smoking Guns. But we'll have to see. Because the rest of this card is also tag team action. Because next up is the World Heavyweight Champion and the only worthy contender, Ravishing Rick Rude and Gentleman Chris Adams, together the Ravishing Gentlemen, facing off against Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden. And this match is a really good match, but in the end, it is Golden getting pinned after a super kick into the Rude Awakening in a time of 8 minutes, 4 seconds. After the match, Rude grabs the microphone once again proclaiming that Adams is the only worthy contender for the World Heavyweight title. And this brings out Eddie Gilbert and Christopher Daniels. Because, they think they're worthy of it too. Well, he says, Rude decides to rephrase it, that, the four men in the York Foundation are the four best wrestlers in the PWA and should soon have every single title belt. That's a big claim. Rude says by the end of 2022, the York Foundation will have every single belt around their waist. But again, they're not going to fight each other because they're like brothers. Yes, they will argue and complain with each other, but when push comes to shove, they're not going to fight each other, especially for the peons in the seats. Well, that brings me out. And when, the arena erupts when Answer to No One by Colt Ford starts to play. And I come out and I say, okay, you are in my ring. You wear the title belt for my federation. I make the rules. So you will defend the title against a wrestler of my choosing next week in Pfizer Forum. And if you don't, that will be 60 days since you last defended the title, and I will strip you of the title, and you will no longer be World Heavyweight Champion. And then you'll have to start all over again because, none of the four of you will have belts then. So I walk out. And of course, Rude's looking at Bubba Ray Dudley, who's taunting him from outside the ring as he and Jimmy Golden leave the ring after I go. And of course, Rude gets his smirk because he's pretty sure that the wrestler of my choosing will be my personal bodyguard, Bubba Ray Dudley. Will it be? Well, I have somebody else in mind. You'll have to come back next week when Rude is forced to either put the title on the line or to hand it over. But enough of the World Heavyweight title drama. Let's move to the World Tag Team title drama, as we have that title on the line as the Smoking Guns defend against Honky Tonk Man and Iceman King Parsons. And there are many people who, once this match was announced, were really upset. You had Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart. You had the Fabulous Freebirds. You had, even the Blackjacks from Motor City Wrestling, demanding that they should be the ones getting the title. But then again, the Blackjacks had their title shot not too long ago. The Freebirds, I mean, could still have a title shot. Bass and Bart haven't really beaten anybody of a great caliber yet, so weighing the options there. But Honky Tonk Man and Iceman King Parsons, great tag team, worthy of a title shot, so that's why they're getting it tonight. And they have a great match up until the 40-minute mark, where the referee gets knocked out after Billy Gunn goes flying with a flying leg lariat that Iceman ducks, knocking David Manning out. And so that brings down the Freebirds. That brings down Ron Bass and Black Bart. That brings down Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden. That brings down the York Foundation. I mean, at one point, I think most of the roster was there in the match, being involved in some way. And finally, the ring clears out as it gets down to, again, just the Smoking Guns and Honky Tonk Man and Iceman King Parsons, the four men who are supposed to be involved in the match. And it is, after a while, Bart is almost, you know, sees that the match is almost over. The titles are almost slipping out of his hands as Honky Tonk Man goes to get ready for the shake, rattle, and roll. Bart just picks him up, drags him, and just throws him over the top rope to get them disqualified. So your winners by disqualification are Honky Tonk Man and Iceman King Parsons. But your World Tag Team Champions are still the Smoking Guns. I mean, how much longer is this going to happen? I mean, how much longer can these guns hold on to the titles by hook or by crook? I mean, it's eventually going to come down to somebody stopping them and making them actually have to legitimately defend the titles. But until then, they are still the World Tag Team Champions. So next week on the card, we do have Rick Rude defending the title against the opponent of my choice. But we also have the Blackjacks in action next week as the Motor City Wrestling Tag Team titles are on the line. And we'll see a whole lot of action next week. So come back for that. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, the promoter of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, saying see you next week.